Virtual reality isn't just for gaming. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, J.J. Rosella, associate professor of theater at Shenandoah University, logs in to a new way to use this technology.
For people with intellectual disabilities, a job interview can create extreme anxiety. Social interaction and the fear of the unknown is often debilitating. Virtual reality reduces this fear by creating a no-risk situation. VR eliminates mystery by recreating the world the person will be confronting in the future. Through our research, we've taken people with intellectual disabilities through a 7-part virtual job interview process. During the virtual experience, an interviewer, played by a professional role player, establishes the participant in their new virtual world by greeting them, reinforcing who they are, where they are, and why they are there. The role player helps guide the individual through what they should wear in their interview, their approach to the interview, and the kinds of questions they might be asked. The next step is to conduct a group job interview in which the role player interviews multiple intellectually disabled individuals. This situation removes putting individuals on the spot, allowing them to be able to model their answers after their peers. A one-on-one interview is next, followed by a self-review in VR of the interview. Through our research, we found that VR encourages higher functionality for those with cognitive disabilities. Participants are able to learn soft skills, like making eye contact and shaking hands. They gain confidence. One participant who was normally unable to socially engage put on the headset and held a 5-minute conversation. The virtual world is where they're comfortable. We believe that through this kind of virtual training, we can create an untapped labor force by empowering individuals who may have always wanted to work, but have been unable to even take the first step.
That was J.J. Rosella of Shenandoah University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.